This is Wild Talk, brought to you by IUCN and WWF.
Tuna is becoming ever more popular as a source of food. It's now one of the most important seafood products in global trade. I'm here with Eric Gilman, IUCN's marine scientist. Eric, can you explain to us what the environmental problems associated with tuna fisheries are?
There's two main categories of environmental problems from commercial tuna fisheries. The first is the overexploitation. There's 23 stocks of tunas, and a large proportion of them are now depleted. A large proportion of the remaining stocks are fully exploited. The main methods for catching tunas are purse seining, pelagic longlining, and pole and line fisheries. And the former two have large problems with bycatch.
Could you just explain to us what exactly bycatch is?
And bycatch in marine capture fisheries, it's the incidental capture of species that are not the main market species. So in a pelagic longline tuna fishery, they may be targeting certain species of tunas, but they may have incidental catch of non-target species such as mahi-mahi, which are marketable, and they'll land them and sell them, but it's not their main species. Then there's also discarded bycatch. So they'll have the accidental capture of species such as albatrosses and large petrels, as well as sea turtles, which are discarded either alive or dead, depending on the fishing method and the practices of the crew.
What sort of things can we be doing to try and rectify this situation?
There's five tuna regional fisheries management organizations worldwide, and those bodies to date have been ineffective in addressing the overexploitation of tuna stocks, as well as in addressing most of the bycatch problems associated with purse seining and pelagic longlining. Another new initiative that IUCN is spearheading is the development of what we're calling a sustainable tuna roundtable. We're bringing together retailers, fishing industry, processors, and distributors of tuna to try and come up with an agreed approach to make market-based incentives from eco-labeling, certification, and retailer sustainable seafood sourcing policies successful in improving the sustainability of tuna fisheries.
And some of these already exist. I think the most famous of them is probably the Marine Stewardship Council. What are going to happen to those rules and regulations that are already in place?
So participants identified concerns with existing certification programs, MSC, Marine Stewardship Council, being one of the most established worldwide. Some of the concerns were the cost to conduct an assessment and maintain the certification being borne by the fishing industry, and in other programs, not MSC in particular, being the scientific vigor of some of the programs. Some of these programs are certification. They will rank the relative sustainability of different species of seafood. So they won't be looking at fisheries in particular. They'll be looking at different seafood products. And in other ones like MSC, do eco-labeling of individual fisheries. So this initiative, the Tuna Roundtable, isn't looking to repeat what's already been established by MSC. It's trying to bring together the different relevant industry sectors to develop some buy-in by them to improve commercial tuna fisheries. Currently, there's only one small pole and line fishery that's received certification against the Marine Stewardship Council principles and criteria. There aren't any purse seine or pelagic longline fisheries that have been assessed against the MSC principles and criteria. So there really aren't eco-labeled sources of tuna ready available in the marketplace.
That was Eric Gilman. For Wild Talk, I'm Sarah Halls.
Wild Talk. Find out more on the web at iucn.org or at panda.org.